Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business. This is the place to try to help you work smarter, help you outthink, outsmart, outflank, and outmaneuver your larger competition, and hopefully without outspending them. My name is Leslie Wolf. I am CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia. And we have an interesting program tonight. We're going to cover two areas that I think you will find interesting. One is the world of promotional products, what used to be called advertising specialties. It's a multi-billion dollar industry that can be very effective in helping you in the marketing area. But we're also going to cover something that coordinates with that, and that is the power of words and how words in many ways can be very impactful upon your business in, well, you'll see, in a variety of ways. But first, I want to remind those who have listened before and inform those who have not been on this, listened to this show before, we have a number of things to help you. One is our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. We also have four LinkedIn groups. They are Creative Thinkers Forum. The obvious thing is to try and help people think more creatively. We have Celebrities for Marketing. It is an unusual approach to show people how to use celebrities where they think they can't afford them and how to use celebrities in an innovative way. Then we have the Smart Marketing for Small Business LinkedIn group, same name as the radio show. And then the one that I have the most fun with, Fearless Marketer, because fearless marketers are those who are not afraid to think outside the box, take a little risk, be more effective in accomplishing their goals. In addition, if you have questions, topics you'd like us to cover, or even perhaps want to be a guest sometime, take down this email address, marketingsmartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, marketingsmartly@AOL.com. All right, let's go on and cover some of the subject matter that we want to do tonight. Promotional products, as I mentioned, is a multi-billion dollar industry. I think I saw a figure the other day, somewhere around $20 billion, but it is huge, no matter what the size of it is. And it is an ingredient that really helps bind your marketing mix. You know, one should think of promotional products like a baker selecting ingredients for a cake. They can make a marketing plan come together in a satisfying, dramatic way, helping to bind together the batter and or build upon its flavor. Promotional products can be used to enhance every aspect of a client's campaign, of your campaign, or if you have clients, to gain new customers, generate brand awareness, differentiate themselves in the competition, and more. You need to learn to understand and how to communicate with this, and then that starts with understanding the various ingredients in a marketing mix. You know, promotional products actually extend communication long past the time of the initial advertising campaign launch. That's because they have residual impact. And it's because of this, they extend an advertiser's reach. So you may have heard that 30-second commercial. You may have seen that ad in the newspaper or magazine. You may have gone something by the website. But that was short. Something that you are utilizing and seeing on a regular basis helps extend that message. And we'll talk later about what that message should be. But the key to it is its residual impact. It's there working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whenever people can see it or use it. And where would you use it? Well, in the area of advertising, public relations, and promotion. You know, each ingredient in the marketing mix, and those are three of them, have a role to play. When combined into a marketing blend or a mosaic, each enhances the other. And this is the strength of an integrated marketing strategy. And you strengthen that integrated marketing strategy when you integrate into it promotional products. As I said earlier, it is the ingredient that often binds the marketing mix. You know, advertising's main role is to make people take note of a company, a name, product, or service. You know, a special offer or myriad of other details. The key to it, advertising builds awareness. But now public relations, it establishes credibility while at the same time raising profile of that which is being publicized. And then we have that ingredient called promotion. It creates movement and measurements. Promotional products can support all of these and can support all of these goals because many items have a function, a functional use that extends well beyond the time they are delivered, the quote ad, unquote. So let's take a look at each of these ingredients, advertising, public relations, and promotion, and how promotional products can help accomplish their individual goals. Let's take a look at the advertising advantage. In today's communication cluttered environment, and as you know, it is cluttered, and since the birth of the internet, it has even become more crowded. I delete at least 500 emails a day. But, you know, we look at this, and the idea of when you combine advertising in this communication cluttered environment, promotional products offer a competitive edge when you combine them with traditional advertising. If you do it in two ways, imprinted products extend the reach of a client's advertising message, and two, they increase the frequency of that message's exposure. You know, promotional products extend communication long past the time of the initial advertising campaign's launch. You know, and this is in part because they extend an advertiser's reach. They allow the advertiser to continue to, quote, speak to an audience. Speak in the home when the barrier is most advertising exposure is limited to TV or the internet. This is especially true if the promotional item has a functional or entertainment value, such as a popcorn bowl, a refrigerator magnet, a set of coasters, or in a car, again, if the imprinted product is functional, such as a keychain, a commuter mug, a cup holder, or at the office, where exposure can prompt daily use and immediate action, calculators, notepads, pens. At play, yes, at play, whether it's a game, wearables, a toy, a sports vehicle, or a drink vehicle, the opportunities are unlimited to extend your advertising message. There's no sector of one's lifestyle where an advertiser can't take advantage of promotional products' unique multi-purpose potential. That's really what I want to get through to you tonight, is that this area of promotional products, one doesn't think of it because you see it on a regular basis, doesn't think of its importance in weaving things together. And as we're going to talk a little bit on the message, what I call the power of words, it is amazing when you come up with the right words and then you utilize the power of promotional product marketing. It can be dramatic, and especially if you are someone with a limited budget. All right, let's take a look at public relations and the press, because you know, PR is key. It is very, very important. So let's take a look at what we have. There are, you know, many facets of public relations. As I said, where promotional products can help. One area is gaining favorable press coverage. You know, a lot of dull material crosses a media person's desk every day. You can be assured of that. And they also receive some very slick vehicles, but many times with no retention value. The ones that have the most success are those using promotional products to create a dimensional factor. And that have fun or functionality associated with them. Let me go back to the dimensional factor. I remember when I first started out and was first exposed to promotional products, we had what we called the lumpy mail factor, is that when you got something that was in a envelope that had a bulge in it, or you had a was delivered in a box or some sort of package, it created the curiosity factor, and you were curious to see what was in it, and it was very, very effective. You know, so the ones that have had a great deal of success are those who are using promotional products to create dimension. And as I said again, they should have some fun and functionality with them. You know, keep in mind when advising clients, you know, on the development of a press release, you can be talking about having a communication vehicle for that press release. They can be included as key elements in a press kit or gifts to the media. And we're talking pens and mugs and desk blotters, and the list goes on and on. In fact, one of the things I would recommend to you is to get to know your promotional products distributor, because that person can be an excellent resource for creative ideas for you to build your business. And again, another thing you look at, especially with the public relations and press aspect, is a high-profile giveaway that generates media coverage at special events, so that you may be giving something away, for example, a jacket with the logo on it, or a sweatshirt with a specific design on it, or one I saw, in fact, the other day, I saw a woman in a sweatshirt in front of me, and it says, "I am a great catch." I thought that was interesting. And on the front of it was the logo from the Philadelphia Phillies baseball team. It was an interesting approach on how it was used. And that's, you know, the aspect of promotion, which is a key element in creating action by the consumer and or the trade. And it can take many, many forms. One of the most popular things, and this is very effective in building traffic to your internet site, social media can tie into this very well, and that is the use of contests or sweepstakes, where you develop intriguing themes with an imaginative prize structure that lends itself to the visual aspects of advertising and the heightened recognition created by PR. And direct mail, even though email is popular today, as I mentioned before, I delete hundreds and hundreds of emails every day. What you have is an onslaught, a tidal wave, an ocean of email that comes at you every day that isn't attuned to what your business is about, what your career is about. It is so much junk. Email can be very effective when exercised properly, but direct mail, you know, can take advantage of the promotional product, as I said earlier, to create the curiosity factor associated with lumpy mail. Because what it will do, it will take the percentage of people who open up an envelope and increase it dramatically when there is a dimensional effect, something that you can't get in an email. And it's extremely effective if you have a highly targeted audience that you're looking at. Another thing that promotional products can do, which can be very beneficial in improving your customer service and everything else, is employee motivation. And one of the greatest assets any firm has walks through the door in the morning. And if you can motivate employees regarding safety, productivity, customer service, courtesy, communication, or any other corporate goal, promotional products can be used to communicate that program. It can be very, very effective. And it is one of the things that this field of promotional products lends itself to very, very nicely. And then one of the areas that promotional products is very cost effective in doing is helping you in your lead generation. All the principles associated with the direct response, trade shows, incentive programs, and direct mail converge when you're looking to increase and improve the quantity and quality of lead generation, because it is a wonderful incentive. It is a wonderful way to reach out and get people to say, hey, these people, the message they're delivering, the functionality of the item they're giving me reinforces my belief that these are people I want to know a little more about. These are people I want to do some business with. Then comes the category of merchandising. Now, promotional products can be used to house the materials needed early and carry the messages to be communicated and or reward individuals for taking specific actions. One of my favorite areas, it was an area in which I started out my career 2,000 years ago, or so it seems it was that long ago, was the area of premiums and incentives. You know, nothing is quite as effective as a reward for getting people to take a specific action that you desire them to take. Premiums are, the premium is a incentive and motivator to get people to favor one brand over another, or to increase traffic at a retail location, or even nowadays to increase traffic to an internet site by offering something in a contest. You know, similarly, incentives have motivated individuals to improve their productivity, to stimulate sales activity, and as we said before, generate leads and a lot more. And one of the most effective ways, and it's amazing what a low-cost promotional product can do, at trade shows. When you're going down a trade show, an aisle after aisle, and you're looking at all of these different things, and you have the opportunity, it's amazing how people will come in for a little gift, and you get an opportunity to pitch them. You know, using imprinted products to make customers aware of your participation in the trade show, all, as I said, it attracts traffic to the booth. It communicates the message that you want to get out, the key sales message, and the list goes on and on. But we're talking about words, and one of the things I'd like to talk about is the power of words. But first, let me go back to the power of LinkedIn, the power of our blog, things that I think that you can benefit from. As I mentioned before, there is a link for LinkedIn groups: Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, Smart Marketing for Small Business, and Fearless Marketers. There is also our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. We also have our website, Smart Marketing Group. We also have a special program that we offer for those who want help on marketing issues and marketing concerns, help to think outside the box, to outflank and outmaneuver their competition. But they don't want to always get into a consulting arrangement, a retainer relationship. So we created a thing called the advisory time blocks. And basically what it is, you buy blocks of time, 1 hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, whatever you choose, that are good for 12 months. And basically, they can be utilized by phone and email, and in situations where you require it in person. But it gives you a cost-effective, efficient way of looking at it. So if you go up to our blog You will see an ad for advisory time blocks. Click it on and get more details. Or if you go to our website, Smart Marketing Group, go to the label that says advisory services, click that on, and take a look at the time block program. In addition to the fact, we offer a number of other things that can help your business depending on what you're looking to achieve. One, I am happy to come out and give a speech to motivate your sales force or to attract potential customers, especially if you are in the business-to-business market. So we have workshops, webinars, as well as the speeches that we can do. So, again, you reach out to me, Les Wolf, at Marketing Smartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, Marketing Smartly, at AOL.com, and reach out wherever we can be of help. And again, as I mentioned earlier, you know, if you have a topic you'd like us to cover, if you have a story you'd like to tell, now whatever is on your mind that you think we can help benefit you, either through our knowledge or through the resource network we have, or bring attention to something that you feel is important that we can get a discussion going on, it's our pleasure. It's our absolute pleasure. But let me get back to the power of words. Excuse me. Power of words, what we're talking about, is how you use words. And, you know, as you know, I like quotations, so I'm going to throw one quotation at you now from Joseph Conrad. My task, which I am trying to achieve, is by the power of the written word to make you hear, to make you feel. It is before all to make you see. The power of the right words crafted to enhance the understanding and acceptance of what you have to offer is key. Now, you need to understand the power of what I've talked about often before, WIFM factor. It refers to the question you must be answering in your marketing. What's in it for me? What are the benefits I'm going to get for doing business with you? What makes you different than your competition? Now, we express ourselves in many ways, through our actions, through conversation, but the ways in which we express ourselves through written word often has the most significance, especially when we are trying to communicate in ways to grow our business. What I'm often surprised about is how little thought we put into basic communications that are used to introduce oneself to prospects or people who can help us network. What do I mean? Let's start at the simple thing, your business card. Look at your business card file. Look at that very closely and how many clearly explain what business they are in. And it is so important to have the right message out there. And that, again, is where promotional products can come in to constantly repeat through the residual impact of exposure. All right, so, you know, we're talking about the business card. You know, what does your business card say? Does it say anything that encourages one to do business with you? You know, in this high-tech world, the business card still holds an important role in communicating who you are and what you do. But so few think of it, of its communication power. And it is very powerful. As you take a look at them, see if by looking solely at the name of the business, can you tell what they do? Also check to see if they have any copy of them that would encourage you to do business with them. Let's take the business name, for example. What's in a name? You know, recently I attended a business expo where there were 100 or more booths, and I noticed two interesting and disturbing factors. Several of the companies had names and banners which did not clearly state what they do or offer. And some just used initials at the company, which is fine if you're NBC or GM and have the budget to create a high awareness of what you do. But then there is the company name, which looks like an invention, an invented word like Tavex, Simca, or leaving you to guess on their purpose and why you might do business with them. If they simply did not offer a clue as to what business they were actually in, you know, I would say similarly, 7 out of 10 business cards, as mentioned, you know, reflect the same lack of thinking or use of common sense. And as you've heard me say often in my cynical manner, common sense is the uncommon factor. So you got to let people know who you are. Beyond just business names, cards, or booth signage, the power of word factor is key in all forms of communication, a few of which are your advertising headline. Does it create immediate awareness? Billboard copy. Is it short, to the point, and focused? Your business name, as I said, has it relate to the service, product, or field you serve? Or a business tagline. Does it clarify benefits delivered and or positions you in a positive manner? Or domain names. They definitely need to be memorable. Or email titles. As I said before, there's such a flood of email. You know, you need to have something that requires stimulating curiosity or the need to know more. If you're putting on an event, it has to grab attention. If you're producing a product, does it reflect the benefits that we receive? There's so much more in this power of words that you need to be thinking about. Let's go back for a moment. Advertising headlines. When you create a print ad, a direct response piece, or any form of advertising, you have 3 to 5 seconds to grab the attention of your audience. You need to be succinct and talk only from the perspective of your target. Creating immediate awareness is a necessity. With billboard copy, they're usually found in high traffic areas, so common sense tells you that to reach a person driving at 55 plus miles an hour, you need to be succinct, creative, and to the point. Business names. The right name creates the right image in the mind of a prospect or a customer. It has to relate to the service or product you provide or the field you serve. We are called the Smart Marketing Group, helping people work smarter, our name and our tagline. All right. Domain names. Millions exist. All right. You need to aid the search engines so that they can find you by the fact that you are more memorable in what you are delivering. As I said, event names. It must stimulate the imagination and appeal while grabbing attention. And events should have taglines as well that create immediacy of action and movement. And product name development is incredibly important and the first step in a branding strategy. You know, when I looked at these cards, you know, there are those who listed the products or services they sold without any attention to the benefits they offer. You need to let people know what you do. You've got to be user-friendly. You have to make things easy for people to understand and grasp because it is key to your success. And people want to know, what do you stand for? You know, they'll give you names and taglines you might remember. Yellow Pages, Fingers Walking, GE, We Bring Good Things to Life, Wheaties, The Breakfast of Champions, UPS, See What Brown Can Do for You. So what I tell you to do, make sure your name reflects your area of expertise, try to describe in 5 words or less what you do, list problems your product or service solve, show what benefits people get from it, and what are 3 strengths you feel you have. Now, a powerful agent is the right word. Whenever we come upon one of those intensely right words in a book or a newspaper, the resulting effects is physical as well as spiritual and electrically prompt, said Mark Twain. Thank you so much for listening. Tell more people about our show. Visit our blog. Visit our website. Visit our LinkedIn groups. We're here to help you be smarter work smarter, and be more effective. Take care.